Well, Lee Kernaghan has been on a massive 30th anniversary tour, and the tour is actually concluding right here in Tassie, with the last two shows being outdoor concerts at Devonport's Bridge Hotel 4th, of course, on Friday the 18th of November, and then at Tolosa Park, Lanorki, on Saturday 19th of November. He's released a live album called Live at the Danny Ute Master and Muster, and we'll play a track from that show too, but it's my great pleasure now to be speaking to the man himself. Joining me now, Mr. Lee Kernaghan. Good morning, sir. Great to have you on the show this morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Skurbo. Great to be with you, mate.
Excellent. Now, you have a great affinity with Tasmania, don't you? How long have you been coming down here?
Oh, for the last 30 years. I think the first album, I had a song called Country's Really Big These Days, and it ended with Cairns down to Burnie, Country's Really Big These Days, and then there's the Wolf Brothers connection, which
yeah.
is, you know, it's like a second home down there.
Yeah, no, that's great. It was great how you were able to help them get started too. We'll come to that in a moment. But I want to tell you, time goes really quickly, mate. 30 years ago when you started, I was still at school. I was year 12, I think, when you came out with the Outback Club album. And I actually remember the album was in our common room because there were some students that lived on farms, and they also loved utes. So you certainly got that wide demographic from the start. In terms of your writing, do you actually write for a specific demographic, or do you have a lot of people in mind?
Well, I was 27 years old when I released
yes.
that album, so I was like fresh off the farm myself, and
yep.
a lot of B&S ball activity out there, and circle work and all of that. So I was just really writing about, you know, my generation, and that's what the Outback Club was all about, and it just happened to sort of resonate with a lot of other young people that were living and working in, you know, rural and regional Australia.
Yeah, no, I love the two main songs on there was Boys from the Bush, of course, and She's My Ute. And, it's just amazing how you got that connection straight away.
Well, mate, that's the thing I love about country music. When you write about real people and real experiences, that's when it really, you know, pulls on the heartstrings and hopefully will become a part of the soundtrack to people's lives as it has been for mine.
And that would be the goal of most songwriters, to create the soundtrack for people's lives. I've absolutely got no doubt about that. Now, the Wolf Brothers, as you said, when you joined them in 2013, you saw them on Australia's Got Talent, I think it was, and then you invited them on tour. Just tell us about that. I mean, they must be eternally grateful to you.
Well, when I saw them on Australia's Got Talent, I thought, this is the hottest band in the land, and I've been saying it ever since. The boys are just so super talented, singers, songwriters, record producers, but ultimately, they're just fantastic blokes.
Mm.
But, you know, they do come from Tasmania, so they've got to be. But they're great, great mates of mine, and it's just been an absolute privilege to have toured Australia for the last 10 years, and have made a lot of music together.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And I think you can hear some influences from you in their songs, I've got to say.
Well, it's vice versa. Yeah,
yeah.
I've learned as much from working with those boys as they probably learned from me. But at the very beginning, you know, there's a lot of criticism in the industry. I'd had a band that I'd been touring with for many, many years, and they were saying, oh, Lee Kernaghan sacked his band and he's hired the Wolf Brothers. Who the hell is the Wolf Brothers? Well, they were sure about to find out. And our very first show that we did together, the boys and I, was at the Danny Ute Muster in 2013. And so this Live at the Danny Ute Muster album that we've just released sort of puts the icing on the cake in terms of what that 10 years was all about, and sort of capturing the boys and I live on stage doing what we love to do.
Yep. No, it looks like a great set. I've just sort of been listening to it, and we're going to play a track from that album, from that live album, after the interview. But the thing that comes across as always is that you just sound like you're having the absolute ball.
Well, we do, mate.
Yeah.
From the first rehearsal that we had together, it was just magic. You know, the music was magic. And every time I go out on stage and perform, you know, out on the road with the fellas, it's just like I'm just soaking it up, because it's musically so satisfying, and just the comradeship. And, you know, there's always going to be the fireball whiskies. We'll have one or two of those before we get to the stage, and the whole world feels good after that.
Now, the other connection you have with Tassie, of course, is your tribute to the Victorian Cross recipient Teddy Sheehan with your song Forever 18. What moved you to write that song?
Oh, well, it all began with the Spirit of the Anzacs album and just going through the archives at the War Memorial, and Teddy Sheehan really shone large and bright in the history of the Anzacs. And I thought there just had to be a song written about him. And then we got to, you know the family and find out how he'd been, you know, knocked back on receiving a VC several times. And there was a real effort to see him awarded posthumously the Victoria Cross. And I hope the song helped spread the word around Australia of his story and the great man that he was. And I'm so proud for Teddy and his family and for Tasmania, but also for Australia, that we have him as a Victoria Cross recipient.
No, we're eternally grateful for your support in that. Now, the tour shows that you are doing, as I said, the last shows are at the Bridge Hotel in Forth, which seems to be a favourite amongst our country stars. Casey Barnes came down here and kicked his current tour off there. And then you're playing at Tolosa Park in Glenorchy. Why did you choose those venues, and they must have a significance for you?
Well, you've got to finish the 30th anniversary tour with a bang, don't you reckon?
Yes.
So there's no better place to do that than Tassie, and it worked out that these shows were available for us. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, putting on an awesome show, but looking back over, you know, all these decades. And jamming out as many great songs that people know and love as I can in the set. Yeah.
Do you think it's your biggest tour you've done?
It'd be up there, one of the biggest. Although in terms of number of shows that we've done, definitely not because of the COVID situation. But the production and everything that we bring into it is as big as I've ever taken out on the road.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, this is the question that I'm sure everybody asks you. Do you have a favourite song or album?
I really love the Hat Town album. For some reason, it just it happened at a time in my life when I met the girl who was going to be my wife, Robbie, and it was an exciting time, to be making music. But hard to pin it on just one thing, you know. That very first song, Boys from the Bush, you know, we turned up to the Country Music Awards that following January and they called out Male Vocalist of the Year, Song of the Year, and
amazing.
Album of the Year. And, it was pretty incredible, mate.
Nah, absolutely. It would have been a proud moment for you, for sure. All right, well, we'll let you go. I know you've got a busy schedule, so look, thanks for taking the time to chat with us this morning. We wish you could come down here to the West Coast, but that's okay. Forth is not too pretty; is not too far away. It's a pretty good place. But look, it's been great to chat with you this morning. All the best for the rest of the tour, and again, thank you so much for your time.
Good on you, Skurvo. All the best to you and all your listeners, mate, in Queenstown. Looking forward to dropping in and hanging out down there at some time in the near future, maybe drop into the Paragon Theatre.
Yeah, no, it would be great to have you down here. There's a huge country following down here. Don't worry about that. So everybody would be pleased to have you down here.
Legends. Love it, mate.
Good on you, mate. There you go. That's Lee Kernaghan joining us this morning.